political commentator Alex Kane joining us now.
Morning, Stephen.
We use the word crisis often, Alex. How much of a crisis is this?
Do you know, I have no idea, Stephen, because we've been here, as you say, so often since 2007. I was just thinking about this. This is about, by my reckoning, about the 14th or 15th crisis involving the DUP and Sinn Féin and the entire process since they did the deal and Martin McGuinness and Ian Paisley, you know, became first and deputy first minister. So this is ongoing. What we need to work out today is level of seriousness. Most of the other crises we've had, there's always been an option. No matter how pessimistic some of us have been, we've been able to say, well, if they did that, they can sort this out. Sinn Féin's enormous problem here, and is their enormous problem, although we'll all be affected by it, if they stick quite literally to their position, is that they will do nothing which allows for the implementation of what they keep calling Tory welfare austerity cuts. If that's their position, if they vote down the welfare stuff, if they refuse to have any part to do with it, then yes, either they leave the executive of their own choice, which doesn't necessarily bring it down at that point, but they leave, or else they force the whole thing down. But if that happens, Stephen, their worst nightmare then is that a Conservative minister implements these. And what then do they say to their voters? Oh, well, we had no part in this, or we... Because their voters will actually begin to say, well, hang on, guys, you know, 7 years doing this, 20 years of this peace process, you're not able to stop any of this. What is your function? What is your role?
Has Sinn Féin any message of reassurance to its electorate this morning?
I think, well...
They're not coming on the radio.
Oh, no, they're not, and they probably won't see them. But look, what strikes me, I mean, I tweeted about this earlier, it's a very simple thing. Sinn Féin's choice, it's very stark. Either they actually sit down with the DUP, they look at this leaked document, and you know, which gives a slightly different view in the whole thing. Both sides, you know, DUP, Ulster Unionist, Sinn Féin, they all know what the problem is. They also know, and this is key to this, they also know that even if the executive fell on Tuesday afternoon, this problem remains, and those decisions will be made by someone else. So they have to decide, okay, there are going to be cuts coming.
But Alex, forgive me, that's not precisely true, is it? Because the decisions with more added on could potentially, if the Tories take back direct rule, right? If direct rule returns in terms of welfare reform, then it's welfare reform imposed in Northern Ireland, you know, full fat welfare reform, not with the concessions that Northern Ireland has agreed. Because there's no way, if Theresa Villiers had the power, Alex, there's no way that she could be seen to say to people in England, we're giving Northern Ireland special treatment now that we have the power back. She couldn't do it.
Well, oddly enough, I'm going to disagree with you, not Stephen. I don't draw from, but I think they would, because even the Conservative, let's get this clear, Theresa Villiers does not want this power. David Cameron doesn't want this power. He has enough other difficulties with a European referendum and the Scottish Nationalists without being landed with the Northern Ireland problem all over again. He cannot, and she will not. If they have to take that power, they're not going to make it, you know, the full-throated, full-fat.
What, so she's going to say to her constituents in England, the Secretary of State's going to say, we're not imposing the bedroom tax on Northern Ireland, but we are imposing it on you. We're all in this together, but we're not.
Yes, they will say, and I'll tell you, and it's wrong. And you know, as someone who believes in pan-UK unionism, and we are all in this together, it's a ridiculous position. But what the language you will hear, and you will hear coming up until Tuesday, it'll be coming from, you'll hear a statement from Cameron, probably from Enda Kenny, certainly from Peter Robinson. It'll be, we have to be careful, we're not dragged back to the bad old days. Progress has been made, we should build on that progress. We should bank the successes we have made. The last thing Cameron wants, and the last thing the DUP and the Sinn Féin want, is actually falling over the edge. There is brinkmanship here. There is bluff going on here. But they always have, and I've said to you this on many occasions, Stephen, they walk there, but in the back of their mind, they've always, somebody will blink first or somebody will bail.
The SDLP have got a big, big card to play here on Tuesday, Alex.
Well, they will, and but they have problems as well, because let's face it, if we're talking about a situation where the executive collapses, the government collapses, followed, if possibly, by an election later, Stephen, let's get this quite clear, and no harm to them as a party. The SDLP do not want an early assembly election. They cannot, not simply a financial thing, but in terms of electoral, it's a risk they do not want to take. I think what you'll see is, at some stage, either leading up to Tuesday or maybe following Tuesday, we will see another crisis summit. Everything will be put on hold. The assembly will not be brought down. It'll It'll be what Peter Mandelson used to do. Remember for that period from December 1999 to February 2000, then for the next 4 years, the Assembly was in permanent suspension. All the powers were taken by the government anyway. Nobody remembers that. And all the parties were still paid, and there was non-stop political negotiation waiting for elections. That's what will happen. Don't kid yourself. I know some people on your show have been saying, oh, it'll be direct rule on Wednesday morning. It won't be direct rule on Wednesday morning. It'll be suspension. And in that period of suspension, I'm telling you this, Stephen, I will never have me on again if I get this wrong. But I'm telling you, the Secretary of State is not going to announce on Wednesday morning, oh, right, because you can't do it, I'm going to implement all these cuts. They will have crisis talks. They will look at packages. They will look at ways around.
They've had crisis talks already.
I know they haven't.
There's been months, if not years, of crisis talks
over
this.
Exactly, Stephen. I remember, I think it was on your programme on the 24th of December, the day after the Stormont House Agreement, I think you jokingly said to me, oh, well, Alex, you know, you were saying they wouldn't do a deal. I said, Stephen, I'm not sure this is a deal, because I have no idea what they've signed up to. That's where we are now, and that's the problem. It's like every other crisis negotiation they've ever had, Stephen. They all walk away, and it goes back to 1998. They all walk away, and then they all walk into the studio and give you completely contradictory versions of what they think they've agreed
okay.
to. And what's going to happen, I'm telling you, Secretary of State will arrange emergency talks. She does not want the power because she doesn't want the responsibility
okay.
on this one.
Alex Keane, thank you.